What's your name, my friend? Come on. Come on, you know this.
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. What do you do, Patrick?
I clean carpets.
You what, sorry?
Clean carpets.
You clean carpets? Of course you fucking do. Everyone's got their gift. Yours is cleaning carpets. Does a spot of fucking hoovering. Where are you cleaning this? Is this in domestic?
Yeah.
Just there's been an accident, there's a massive fucking blood stain. And you go, yeah, I don't ask any questions, I'll just clean the fucking carpet, mate. Okay. We'll check in with you later, I'm sure that'll come in fucking handy. I feel like I should be funnier because he's been cleaning fucking carpets all day. I'll make more of a fucking effort is what I'll do.
Where did you get your teeth done?
Are you Scottish or alcoholic? Well, it's a fine line, isn't it? Oh, fucking Buckfast, by the way. What are you, in the witness relocation program? Sent you as far away as they fucking could. Yeah, fucking right. Yeah. I just like talking to you because my name sounds right in your accent. I fucking Jamair. What do you do, my friend?
I'm a window cleaner.
You're a window cleaner. Well, don't tell people that, my friend, because, you know, you're in Brighton here. You want to impress the locals. These are fucking cosmopolitan crowd. Tell people you help maintain a device that allows people see through walls. It's intriguing, isn't it? Fucking quite complicated. Okay. Window cleaner. It was too complicated. What kind of a window cleaner are you? Are you? Isn't that kind? There's two kinds of people that wear baseball caps, aren't there? There's the hipster cool guys, and then there's the retards. I have a feeling Mummy was a drinker, was she? Not a lot of oxygen around during your birth, was there? God love you. Thank you for being here. Cleaning windows. Great, we get the carpets done. This place could be spotless.
Take it off.
You wish. That's a very Brighton fucking thing, isn't it? A couple of fellows, yeah, it's all very well, but get your cock out, come on. It's only gay if you come. Is that the case? I'll check in. It's not gay if you don't push back. It's not gay if you do it as a bet. It's different in prison. We understand that, my friend. It's different for you. I presume he's done a bit of time. Of course he fucking has. Look at him. Any other questions? What else? What, sorry?
What's your body count?
How many people have I killed? Very few. And I'll never be caught. Because I have the carpets professionally cleaned afterwards. A body count, it's hard to say my body count because I fucked your mum. Does she count as two? She's a one-woman threesome. Slapped her ass, I rode the wave in. I don't know, you might not have a big fat slag mum, but let's go with it, it's a lot of fun.
Have you ever driven a digger?
There's a man from the olden days here. Have I ever driven a digger, like a JCB-style digger? Yeah, I've had a go on one of those. I mean, for a TV show, not as a job. But yeah, I've had a go on them. They were very... Have you... Sorry, it's rude to answer a question with another question, but have you... What's your name, mate?
Digger.
Your name's Digger. When in Brighton... Am I being propositioned here? Christ. Where are you from? What's me? Go. Where are you from, mate?
Diggerland.
Diggerland. It's a safe bet.
Well, I've just turned 16. What's the first thing you think I should
do? Well, hang on 1 second. This is... That was all a bit garbled at the beginning. You've just turned what?
Just turned 16 this week. What's the first thing you think I should do?
You've just turned 16?
Yeah.
Okay. I would not do anything. You're not in a rush. It's all in front of you. Fucking relax. What do you want to do? What's your plan for life? Digger, stop it. You're now grooming. Unacceptable. This lad's just turned 16. He's the fucking future. What's your name, mate?
Freddie.
What's he?
Freddie.
Freddie. Okay. What do you want to do, Freddie? What's your plan for life?
Carpet cleaning.
He's not just picking from the three jobs we've had so far. Go on, Freddie. What's your plan?
I want to do something that involves traveling.
You want to do something that involves traveling? Have you considered becoming a drug mule? There's a lot of travel involved. Obviously, you have to put everything in your prison pocket. But Digger can help you with that. He's probably got some amyl nitrate on him. Travel. Yeah. I don't fucking know. What do I think of women's football? What I didn't realise until the last... I mean, this is my ignorance. I didn't realise until the last Olympics that women's football is in the Olympics, not the Paralympics. That's an interesting one, that, because if you're offended, which many of you may be, are you offended because you think women's football is shit or the Paralympics is shit? Which... Both. Okay, soldier, you're at the right gig. What's my biggest regret? I know it sounds like a dick thing to say. I don't really have regrets. I'm very much all about that. I'm more fatty. You aware of that? That kind of the lover of fate. Everything that's happened brought me here, and I fucking love it here. Shouldn't have fucked his fat mum. It's all cleared up now, it's fine. Turns out it was just salad dressing, but it had dried really. Why did that make it worse? Who knew? Have you got any big regrets? What's your big regret? Yeah, it's a nice thought, isn't it? That idea of, like, you're where you're meant to be. I don't know. Fucking, it's good. Yeah. What, sorry? Digger man. Starting to think that's probably the only thing that you can say. If you need help cleaning the windows, this guy's fucking here for you.
What's your greatest adventure?
Well, the comedy, I guess, it's that thing, like, this is advice for the 16-year-old. You've got these two great adventures in life. First, finding what you want to do, and secondly, pursuing it. But there's sort of two key things. Like, the next 10 years is about fucking finding it. Good luck. It may not be window cleaning, spoiler alert. Jimmy, it's my fiancée's birthday today. She's a professional magician mermaid. Of course she is. How fucking Brighton is that sentence? She's a professional magician mermaid, currently unable to work due to disability after getting an infection while mermaiding in a water tank that hadn't been properly cleaned. Got any jokes about that? Wow. Probably none that you haven't heard. It's quite a... I mean, most comics have got a bit about mermaids and unclean... What the fuck are you people talking about? What... Where's the mermaid magician? Hi. Hi. What the fuck is he talking about? You were a mermaid magician?
Yeah.
And what tank were you working in?
It was on the seafront, one of the paddle around the pier events that Brighton does.
Oh, right, so you were on the pier in a mermaid's...
Yeah.
And can I ask, are you bottom half fish or top half fish? Because I know there's a strong preference for bottom half fish. But I'll roll the dice. What, sorry?
Usually bottom half.
Usually bottom half. Okay. And what injury? What did you get?
Sinus infection.
And that stops you doing magic? It's not often I say this. I wouldn't put myself on the right of politics, but I think we need to overhaul the benefit system. Think... We can't have them just swimming up to shore collecting for a sinus infection. The fuck are you even talking about? And what kind of magic did you do out of interest?
The sinus infection led to a brain spine inflammation. So it makes sense.
A spine inflammation?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure you need a spine if you're half fish. You could just wobble about in the water. I'm very sympathetic. You got a sinus infection and that led to a brain infection?
Yeah.
Okay. And what? How's that manifested?
I can't walk very well.
You can't walk very well?
Yeah.
Well, all I know about this is the film Splash. So I don't think I'm well qualified, but that might be just because you only got legs recently. Because your wish came true. Maybe you should go back to living under the sea. I'm out of Little Mermaid material. I've got fucking nothing here. I wish you well. I hope you get well soon. I know how that works.
It won't get better soon, but we're in good spirits.
It won't get better soon. Okay, that's the attitude. You so rarely hear that for people that have been struck down with sickness. This won't get better. Oh, I'm fucking stuck with this.
I need the benefits,
Jimmy. What, sorry?
I need the benefits. Being a magician doesn't pay very well.
Being a magician doesn't pay very well. Oh, I'll get David Copperfield on the phone and fucking let him know, shall I? That's a fucking hell of a story. I wish there was longer to talk to you. You sound fucking fascinating. Hang on a second. I'm going to chat with my young friend. Now, you're studying drama at the moment. Right? Young man, have you considered merman as a profession? Because I know there's an opening. Health and safety wise, all you need is a nose clip. You're off to the fucking races. Brighton is fucking baffling. That only happens here. Hello? I've never been to jail. What? Fucking, you don't belong in Brighton. It's nice here. Have you considered Hastings? It's more you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Brighton, but there's some pikeys in. I'll deal with this. What are you saying, my friend? It's not me. No, it's not me. It's not me, I've done nothing. You say nothing till your brief arrives. Okay. Someone could cobble a sentence together, that'd be great.
Why are your arms so long?
Why are my arms so long? So I can reach the end of my dick. I don't think I've got especially long arms, have I? Yeah, you do. said the fucking little thalidomide kid down here. Looking like a T-Rex. Yeah, you got really long arms. All right, the fucking pinball wizard.
Are you in the same room as us? How big is this room? You sound... I think there may be a woman trapped down a well. How... Was that a Scouse accent? Are you still in Liverpool? What? Go on, what are you saying? Help is coming. It's fucking little voices in. Go on, what? We're having a very small celebration. Just the one piece of confetti. We're not going... I'm happy to be here, but I didn't want to go overboard.
Did you see out of those eyelids?
No, I don't think anyone can see out of their eyelids. What you're thinking of there is eyes. He's the only one joining in. And he's an idiot, so... It could be anything, I really don't mind.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No, go on.
Do you mean if pedos joke about it, it's okay?
We found him, move in, officers. Yeah, he thinks it's okay if he jokes about it. Pedo says what? No, that was I had an old bit about that, about, like, because some people think you can only joke about something if you have a lived experience. So, you know, disabled people can joke about being disabled, or Asian people can joke about being Asian. You know, it's sort of a category thing, but Anyway, these two paedophiles walk into a park. Bullshit, you can joke about anything. Please do a big shout out to Hannah Day at Allure, Wax Beauty Specialists, for getting paid for ripping the shit out of Vag's daily. The best. Love, M's. Hannah, where are you, Hannah? Where's Hannah?
Here.
Hi, Hannah. And presumably M's, it was like seaweed at low tide, was it? It's an absolute fucking disgrace. What, sorry?
I wax your vaginas.
You wax what? You wax willies and vaginas. Oh, guys come in too, do they? What, sorry? You could do me. Nah, you've got big hands. Well, that's very kind of you, madam. Thank you. So have you done is it the back crack and sack? And you do that? Is that big hit? You love it. It's the best job ever. Seeing what, sorry? A man squirm. I don't think they call it their squirm. I'd rather you called it my anus. And how did you get into this business? Particularly hairy cunt yourself, or? I'm only asking. I thought maybe she had an interest. What do you rock downstairs? A Hollywood? And is that's nothing? Nothing. You're like a clean work surface. Okay. Well, good to know. Oh, you could eat your dinner off it. It's perfect. Is it, or is it like kind of cobbler's shoes? Do you leave yours to rack and ruin? Well, I'm just saying, she's looking at them all day. What's the worst thing you've seen when waxing? You're too professional to say? No, you're not, you just fucking text me. You're a lunatic. You have a lot of sex workers. Yeah, a lot of sex workers.
I hear lots of good stories.
You hear lots of good stories. You don't fucking tell many. Blood from a stone. And now, are you a heterosexual lady? You're a heterosexual lady, and you're looking at vaginas all day. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. Should your job not go to a sex pest? I'm just saying, he would... Hey, it doesn't. You don't need to pay him anything. He will do it for free. He will work another job to subsidise that job. It'd be fucking great. I think it's an idea. Who are you here with? Your friend? Have you done her? Downstairs? Tidy or is it shitting bacon? Tidy. Oh. Thanks for sharing. This is like being on the dark web. Hi, Jimmy. My name is Rupika. I just passed my PhD in robotics at this university. I'm treating myself to this show as a reward. Well, where's Rupika? Where are you, Rupika? Hi. Before we get carried away, when you say in robotics, do you mean you build robots or you can do the dance? Because I wouldn't put it past Lincoln University to have a fucking degree in. Well, I've just discovered I can't do the robot, so you need to build me one. Well, congratulations on your fucking PhD. That's you. And well, we're clapping now, obviously. In 20 years' time, when the Terminator's got its foot on our neck, we'll go fucking... Rupika. Dr. Rupika. Oh. Hi, Jimmy. My son is dating a woman twice his age. Have you got any tips for him? Well, where's this? Where are you, madam? Okay. So what age is your son? 10. It's not gone great, has it? I'm a friend of your mother's. Give it here. Terrifying. Go on, what age is the boy?
27.
He's 27, and he's dating someone who's, what, 54? Jesus. We had to do the maths there. That was a lot, wasn't it? Where's Rachel Riley when you fucking need her? How did you two meet? How did the couple meet? What, sorry?
Through work.
Through work. And what do you do, my friend? I don't know. I'm not Jeremy Kyle. I can't help you. If this woman is not your cousin, I think it's a win for Lincoln.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.